That's the downside. That's the downside of illumination and awareness on the part of the masses who begin to see this. That's the downside. They're going to pay a heavier price next time. Isn't that sad? What a cruel irony.
But there's something else going on here, very clearly, in my view, and that's what we call the 100th monkey syndrome. In my new book, Infinite Love is the Only Truth, Everything Else is Illusion, I talk about DNA and how DNA is a receiver-transmitter of information. And on this level, we are transmitting information between each other all the time. More and more science is becoming aware of this. And what happens is the predominant belief system, the norm, also gets communicated between people. And therefore, it solidifies into an everyone knows that, mate. But what is happening... thanks to this alternative information starting to circulate and this understanding of these techniques of manipulation, there is an awakening going on. And every time one other person awakens, that broadcast information starts to change in the collective, if you like, collective internet. And people are now... we're reaching the point with this 100th monkey syndrome, and for people who haven't come across that, I'm sure most people have now, they found that once a certain number of a species is taught something new, apparently inexplicably, other members of the species can suddenly do it without being told.
Right.
It's because the species are communicating with each other. And the DNA codes, which of course are different within each species, represent a frequency. And this is why between species, they communicate very efficiently, and we do it as a human species also. And what's happening is reaching the point now where people are starting to access this information on a non-conscious level, and it's manifesting as just a knowing. There's something not right. I don't believe that. There's more to know about this. And so we're reaching the point where we're having an awakening that is becoming spontaneous more and more. And I know from my own experience, people who are opening their minds to the fact that the world isn't like they thought it was in terms of what we're talking about tonight and other things, is happening to people who you wouldn't believe would open their minds to it a few years ago. They were solid gold shut and buying the official story.
I agree.
So it's a challenging time, of course it is, and it's going to get more challenging as the rat in the corner starts to thrash out more and more and get more and more over the top in terms of what it does.
And a deadly rat.
It's also a great time because, humanity is waking up, and this process of non-conscious communication I'm talking about means that this process can happen very, very rapidly once it reaches a certain critical mass.
It is. I agree. But we'll see. I was out today. I talked with Alex about this. I was out today looking at the faces of Americans and watching them in some big stores, Walmart and some home improvement, big store. And David, it's changed. As Alex mentioned, 10 years ago, there was much more life in people's eyes. I couldn't agree more. 20 years ago, people were alive. They were thinking. 40, 50 years ago, they were almost afire with a lust for life, living. Now they walk around like they're half dead. Not all of them, but most of them. It's a very sad situation. Is it the same way in the UK? Have you noticed a difference?
Well, in a way, yes. And it certainly fits what we're talking about in terms of this psychological warfare. You know, if you look at that document that came to light back in the 60s and has been well, mentioned in
Operation Northwood,
the Silent Weapons for the Quiet War document about how you mind manipulate the masses.
Bill Cooper's
you find that they're actually talking about the very thing that you're talking about now, how you suppress people and close them down. You take away their vibrance. You take away their energy and their.
And it's not just fluoride in the water either. It's everything.
Yeah, their ability to sparkle, and it's in that document very well explained how they attack people's sense of vitality, and basically they're turning them into nothing more than people who are moving from day to day in a zombie state. That's the idea.
And sadly, our young people are learning that as well. I've seen and been around young people lately, and They don't have goals and ambitions like they used to. Some do, but most of them don't. They live day to day, week to week. They make no plans. They have no long-term agenda, really. Well, I may go to the university. I don't know. And these are bright kids, David. And I assume the same thing is going on in most of the Western world that is under the thumb of the Illuminati.
Well, it certainly is going on over here, yes. And I feel for young people because this is all part of this process of awakening. I mean, I was told years and years ago now, right at the start of this journey, that there was an awakening coming, that there was a vibrational change going on that was part of a cycle, and that people were going to wake up. Now,
you know, I think many years ago when you and I and Credo Mudwa were on for a couple hours, he was in South Africa, I think he talked about something like this, didn't he?
Yeah, it's actually a common theme, both in ancient accounts and prophecies, and also in more modern research, that there is this cycle. And the Illuminati, and by that I mean the shadowy people you never see, that pull the strings of the Bushes and the Blairs and all the rest of it, they have known for a long time that this is coming. And what they've sought to do, and this is part of their panic now, is to do everything they can to suppress this awakening. It's no accident that it's now that they're trying to throw everything at us. They want the microchip, that's the jewel in the crown of what they want to do to bring about this suppression of the awakening. And they want a fascist global structure of imposition to stop it also. But in terms of young people, of course, they have to be prevented from becoming open, sharp-witted adults. So attack them from the start. And as I've talked about in this new book, if you look at the additives to food, the additives to water, mobile phone frequencies, and all the rest of it, they have a single common theme. And that is, they are what's known as excitotoxins. They change the nature of the messages being passed around the brain. They rewire the brain chemically and electrically. And they're trying to attack children and young people on every level so that they don't turn into sharp-witted, knowledgeable, vibrant adults, which is the last thing they want. They want zombies.
Right. They're teaching
and, when you see the stuff that is being consumed by children in a day and what it's doing to their capacity to think straight, it's just staggering.
Yeah, well, it's chemically euthanizing their intellect is what it's doing.
Yeah, it's suppressing their ability to be the full magnitude and potential of what they could be.
On top of that, they're all being taught to be part of the hive, the group, not the individual anymore. And many of them are actually, because of peer pressure, afraid to achieve because they don't want to be put down by their buddies who are not achieving. So you've got this, again, terribly vicious negative self-enforcement ethic that runs right through the whole culture of being young.
Yeah, and the young people today are probably under an assault greater than ever before.
They don't have a chance, David. I agree.
It's no accident that if you chart back to when these additives started being put in food and drink and everything, you pick up the graph rising in childhood behavior problems. I mean, the two go together, and they're meant to go together because of what we're talking about. They want to stop the population being intelligent enough, sharp enough, and vibrant enough to see through what's going on and make them compliant adults by making them compliant children, by bringing them up to be compliant from the start. But having said that, also, on the other side, an increasing number of young people who are really getting into this stuff and seeing through it. No, they're not the majority. They're nothing like the majority, but they're there, and it's a growing understanding that's going on. I'm contacted by bands
20 seconds,
and young
David.
People in music all the time supporting what I'm doing.
Okay, you're coming to California. Tell us the date again, please.
Yeah, I'm talking all day at Mount Shasta on July the 23rd.
Okay, that's on your website, davidicke.com. Thanks for getting up early, David. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to our next conversation. Take good care.
Okay, Jeff, thanks.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
David Icke, and what a program tonight. If you missed it, here in the archives, first 2 hours with Alex Jones, and then just an hour with David Icke live from London. Okay, gang, it's up to you. Remember that.